Police say a Victorian man who was missing in Western Australia's goldfields region for 4 days survived by eating termites and bugs. Theo Rosmolder was prospecting for gold when he went missing north of Laverton on Friday. The 52-year-old wasn't carrying any water. Police Sergeant Graham Clifford is speaking here to our reporter David Webber.
He was found in surprisingly good condition for the ordeal he's been in. He was found about 10 kilometres from where he went missing, from where the group were prospecting, and that's about 5 kilometres north of the Mulga Queen Aboriginal community. He's a very fortunate man.
How did he survive?
Well, the information we have, he had no water for the period that he was lost, but he survived on eating termites and bugs or insects. That's what I've been told.
He is safe and well, having survived on a diet of bugs.
Well, that's correct. Yes, he has. I suppose if you get lost up there and you need something to eat, you're going to eat whatever you can, and that's what he's evidently done. As he's had no water, but he's lived on the insects and the termites. So that being the case, I suppose he gets some moisture out of that. I believe also that he did see the search planes on a number of occasions and was waving his shirt and jeans, but weren't able to attract the attention of the searchers. And that's where maybe a box of matches in his pocket would have been very helpful at that time.
Can you describe the area that was being searched? What was the environment that he was in?
Well, it's a typical desert environment up the, Laverton, Leonora, northeast of Kalgoorlie, etc. You know, scrub country, often you can't see more than 50 feet. And then you've got some breakaway country where the rocks sort of break out of the ground, so it's bouldery and stuff like that. Certainly not a lot of flat terrain, not a lot of high trees, not a lot of points where you can see, get some vision to see, get a view of where you've come from and where you've got to go. So it's typical desert country. I think it's fabulous country myself. But when you're lost up there, well, then it could turn on you rather nastily. Yeah.
What are the lessons from this then?
I think the lessons from this are that if you haven't got it, you can't use it. So if you're going to go in a place like this, you need to take something you're going to use, like a knife, a box of matches in your pocket. GPS would have been nice, some water. I mean, these people going out there prospecting, they had no intention to be out there for 3 or 4 days. But, if you're going to walk away from your car in some of this hostile country and you get lost, well, then you need to work out, you'd need to survive on what you have with you. And if you don't have it, well, then you can't use it. So you need to, be aware that you... The ideal thing, of course, is to take a GPS or an EPIRB. And if you take an EPIRB and pull the string, the cavalry will come running.
WA Police Sergeant Graham Clifford speaking to David Webber.